CEMO. How you doing?
Oh.
Glad it's Monday morning.
I got tired over the weekend. I got to go back to work for a rest.
I was thinking Sunday. Man, I'm so ready.
KN4TFW.
You productive this weekend?
Got all the grass cut and bagged. Got all the bushes trimmed and that we just tried to recuperate on Sunday. We kicked our own butts.
That is. Did y'all get any sleet or anything at your house? I don't think we ever got anything of mine.
I don't know. It's about 12 maybe. And there was a few snowflakes mixed in with the rain, but that was the most I saw.
Never really saw anything at all. Definitely didn't. I know Chad, I heard him say something about Campbell was getting a little bit of sleet. But that was the only other report I heard. I don't know what Patrick ended up getting up his way.
It's cold enough down here for it.
It stayed right around 40s the whole time.
Got as cold as they said it was going to last night. They said it would be down in the 30s, but it's still 40-something here.
Bad part is, I think it was probably about our last chance. I mean, there may be a slim chance to see something before the season's over, but I think we're pretty well done at this point.
Flowers and some of the trees blooming out.
We hope on some good camping weather.
Yeah.
I definitely want to try to plan a trip to Cape Cod. We haven't been up there in a while. And, like, because once you get up there, there's no cell phone service or nothing in the cove, so it's nice to be a little disconnected.
Take your radio, though, right?
And on taking the radio.
On the radio over the weekend, but I never did.
A bit. I really didn't do anything. I know I heard a lot of South American stations on 15 meters late in the evening. But other than that was pretty much it. I mean, I'd leave the radio on through the day, but I didn't really do anything.
That de-expedition down there at the Antarctic's having a heck of a time. People tuning up on them and just causing QRM and all kinds of stuff just to give them a hard time.
Some of that where people are tuning up or, you know, all kinds of stuff on the transmitting frequency.
And somebody over on the Q85.
Did they throw out their call?
But I didn't catch it. He even thought if it was Patrick, I don't know, he might be in the black hole.
Hamfest coming next month. Is it March, I think? I think it's March. Thought about going to that one. I wonder if that'd be any good.
Be pretty good. I saw where there's one coming up in Tennessee, on the east side of Tennessee.
Interesting. I was watching some hamcation videos where they were going to the different booths and they were showing different antennas and trying to think who it is. I can't remember the vendor now, but they've got the new Shorty 40, which is basically like got a coil on it that you don't adjust, and it's got a long extension extendable antenna, and then you can put out radials. I'm like, so you start throwing down radials, that's just more stuff for people to trip over. That's the downside.
River coils?
So, the Wolf River, and they call it the Shorty 40.
I thought about getting one of those at one time, just to see how good it worked, but I know a lot of the Parks on the Air guys use those.
Parks, I think a lot of them around here. I know the federal parks, you're not really supposed to throw anything in a tree, so I think I've gotten away with it a few times. But need to start getting a mast or something to take if I'm going to use my MFAB. But that's where, like, the super antenna comes in, because you can just do vertical. But that shorty 40 looks pretty neat, because you don't really have to adjust it. But still, it'd be a major compromise, though, but that's already what you're doing with the vertical half the time.
K04, HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Was that you over on the 285?
Morning, Patrick. K04, CEM.
No, sir, it was not. That's the first time I've keyed up. I've been listening to y'all. I've been loading tools. By zero.
Tried it and it didn't snow.
But it didn't stick.
Get ICM up there.
Find out. It's 32 degrees up here right now. If I look get down here in the valley.
Over here by tadpoles.
30 right here at the bottom of the valley.
Any trucks and signs on the interstate, they're not actually doing anything.
By the exit 66.
You get the 290. They got signs up where you're supposed to get over, but I don't really see anybody out here working. And I don't see the lane blocked off, so I don't understand.
Yeah, and then they wonder why people don't pay them any attention.
I'm telling you to get over, but then when you drive up, there's nothing going on. No cones out on the road, no nothing.
You're supposed to change the signs or take them up. He laid out. 6 point something million are going to lay out today because of the Super Bowl. KN4 TFW.
That at all. I mean, the game was over at a decent time. I mean, what, it was 9:30, not even?
Super Bowl?
Working a jigsaw puzzle. That was more fun than watching that.
Figure out what was going on with my radios. I didn't get to call the net last night.
What?
Something up here interfering with them so bad it just wiped the whole front end of the radio out.
So, a little directional antenna, see if you can find it.
I might have to do something.
We cut it short this morning, but I'm getting ready to get off on my exit, so I'm going to snatch this antenna off top of the car. So, y'all be good out there, be safe, and hopefully we'll talk at you later today or in the morning. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear when you find them.
Drew, have a great day. KO4 HK.
Catch you later. KN4 TFW. Good morning from all that work we did on Saturday.
New Saturday.
Checked all the grass and clipped all the bushes that needed to be clipped and hauled it off and loaded some junk in the back of the truck and hauled it off and that. And it just, we only did about 4 or 5 hours worth, but it's like, man, we were hurt.
Not much all winter, it'll do that to you.
Not that.
It's Friday and Saturday. I went and got that stuff. I bought at the auction, had to change tires and load all it, strap it all in, then unload it, move it around. It's just a busy day, and then Saturday wasn't no slower. Changing oil in the vehicles up and down, and just something all day long.
I got a big old list of things to do for the weekend.
See, we went to my cousin's adoption party where they're adopting a little girl and hung out there for a couple hours and then come home. And then I was dealing with trying to find out why my radios weren't. I couldn't even make it into the 640 machine last night.
Engine in the house, something new get plugged up.
Nothing changed in the house.
Yeah, out in the sticks, so it's not like they put up an electronic billboard, right?
Electronic billboard.
Sure it isn't the radio?
Minute it worked fine, the next minute it was gone.
Your handheld?
Handheld's when I'm at the house, because you're not going to make it anywhere.
Did you try it?
No, I didn't try this one. my both of my radios in my shack.
Weird that it just went away.
I think it's the neighbor's house that does it.
B, you know, they could be beaming the Wi-Fi or something.
Got a pottery kiln over there, and when it's running is when it happens.
Get power. This morning, it looks like everybody's getting into that new sport of shooting down the balloons.
Four of them shot down now in the last, what, less than a week, or a little over a week now.
They've just been up there for, you know, all the time and that, but now since somebody spotted one, and now we gotta make out like it's just happening.
Possibility.
Canada called on the U.S. to shoot one down. Does Canada not have an Air Force?
I don't know. We do everything else for everybody, so.
It costs over $1 million between flying the jet and the missile to shoot it down, right?
Who knows? I don't think we'll ever know the truth.
In your backyard.
We'll be the bad guy just because it landed in your backyard.
Understand here. Hang on.
I'm going to have to jump to the 285 anyway.
Roger over there. KN4 KFW QSY.
KO4 AX QSY 285.